Any other science questions?
Cash, dough, green, that's about all I'm thinking of.
What is the name of the type of shop that if you had a diamond ring and you wanted to trade in for money, you would take it to?
An exchange store. No, pawn shop. Okay. I'm sorry, my mind works like that.
That's fine.
I have a weird sense of humor. You probably know that by now, don't you? So I can never really say the first thing I think of because it would probably blow your interview going.
Say the first thing you think of. How about an alcoholic beverage that comes in bottles and fancy labels and has a cork in the top?
Wine?
Yeah. Any names for that?
Not for me, because I usually refer to it as the name brand, you know, Manischewitz or whatever it happens to be. I just call it. I'm sure they call it a lot of different things, you know.
Okay. What is the worst section of town called?
Worst section, slum area. You don't have a lot of usage of the term as far as I know, ghetto area, because they are trying, I think, to do away with these areas and remodel the city in those areas. So I would refer to it as the slum area of the city, which actually I guess means the same thing.
Do you have a skid row here?
Not in the context that I'm thinking of a skid row. I'm thinking of a street like Beale Street in Memphis, where you know you have all kinds of derelicts and prostitution, drugs, alcohol, and you know just that sort of thing. We may have it, but not to that degree. So for that reason, I would not call it a skid row. You know, we have areas where you know drunks hang around, but they're not as plentiful, I would think, as they are in other places.
Okay. What would you call the place where they show
photographic
films?
Downtown. What would I call the place?
Yeah.
You mean
the building?
The theater? It's usually a theater.
Okay. X-rated movie theater?
They may have made them remove X-rated because they had some difficulty in the last month or so on that, so that may not be on the door anymore. So you know, you just have to refer to it as the Pono Theater area, and they are scattered too. And in fact, I believe they're moving to the suburban areas. So.
Okay. Who brings the mail in the morning?
The mailman.
Okay, and who picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
Okay, what would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Political influence.
And what do you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and performs no services at all, but draws a salary anyway?
What would I call that kind of person or that kind of situation?
That kind of person, yeah.
I really hadn't thought about it. I don't know what I would call that kind of person.
Payroller?
I was thinking more in terms of the situation. I would refer to it as feather bedding, which is an old railroad term for having extra people there that you may or may not need, you know, mm-hmm. that do absolutely nothing. And I think the unions use it occasionally when they put a lot of people into a situation where only maybe they got five and only three are performing. That's, you know, feather bedding. You're having more there than you actually need. So, that would be my interpretation of it. I, you know.